Welcome to the Ravencaster podcast. Ravencaster is the name of a mini boat launched off the Grand Banks of Newfoundland in November 2018. It landed in Achill Island, Ireland in February of 2019. This podcast is all about our efforts to relaunch the Ravencaster in Ireland in 2023. So this is our Ravencaster podcast. My name is Tom, and with me today is...
Caitlin
and Stephanie.
Caitlin and Stephanie are the student leaders for our Ravencaster project, and I'll get them to explain to you a little bit about what that project involves. So, Stephanie, do you want to just explain what Ravencaster project generally is?
So, Ravencaster was a name we gave to a miniboat we launched across the Atlantic Ocean. Back in 2018, myself and Caitlin took on a project that was part of an outreach program. So it was from Educational Passages, but it was an outreach program with Marine Institute. The actual project itself turned into, you know, it was just a 90-second video, and then it turned into this big thing, actually going around to places, you know, we're part of a relaunch program, communicating and connecting with other people that are trying to learn about ocean sciences, just like Caitlin and I were.
Caitlin, how did you enjoy the project at first? So Steph kind of explained what happened. And what grades were you in? Well, I know the answer to that because I was teaching you at the time.
So we were in grade 8 at the time when we started the project. And we were at Frank Roberts Junior High. And during this time, we did the video, like Stephanie said. And we won the mini boat.
Yeah, for a video contest.
For the video contest.
Yeah.
So once we won the mini boat, there was a little kind of day tour slash like event at the Marine Institute, and we got to go around and just explore the Marine Institute. There was also a presentation, things like that. But the main part that we got there was the mini boat. So we got to put stickers on the mini boat and write letters to put inside of it. And we were very excited about that.
Cool. So we should probably point out to people right now that we are located in Conception Bay South, Newfoundland and Labrador. When we talk about the Marine Institute, we're actually talking about the Fisheries and Marine Institute in St. John's, Newfoundland. So that people who are listening to this podcast can actually put us where our location is, because there's like Marine Institutes all over the world. Why are we doing this podcast? Is the project over now?
Definitely not. It's actually just, I feel like it started almost right over, because when the boat landed in 2019 on Achill Island, we thought that was kind of the end of it. Oh, your boat lands and now you know, yay, it made it to Ireland. But then, what was it, 4 years later, the boat shows up on Facebook, on Achill Island Experiences Facebook page.
Yeah, and Achill Island Experience is the...
kind of like an interpretation center.
Yeah, it's kind of like the visitor center over there.
So it showed up on the Facebook page, like, look at this thing that we found. And it was donated to us by whoever. And we're messaged by Cassie Stymist of Educational Passages, or Mr. Shepherd was. And just like the whole project started over, like, now you have to go over there. Your boat's over there. You gotta rebuild it. Gotta repair it. Not rebuild it. You know, I don't know. We're like...
It's almost like I don't know how you feel, but I was pleasantly surprised that this would reignite the project or start it all over again. It would renew our interest in it, because I think, you know, we kind of had a passion for this project. It was one of those projects that we really enjoyed, I as your teacher and you as a student at the time in grade 8. And then when it popped up on the radar again when you were in grade 12, which you have just graduated from high school in grade 12, it started this all over again. So what are we actually planning to do, Caitlin?
So we plan to visit Achill Island and other places in Ireland. We plan to go there around, I believe, September or August of 2023. And we plan to repair our boat and make additions to it by adding sensor packs and different things like that. And while we're there, we hope to make many connections with the students and the other people who are in Ireland. And we also hope to just have a learning experience there as well. But we also, our big thing is relaunching our mini boat there, which we hope to use this podcast to keep everyone updated.
Excellent point. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of fundraising to do. The other thing, too, is we've had a lot of fun already. We've already made some connections. We made connections with the Embassy of Ireland in Canada, and we had the ambassador from there come down, and you both did a great presentation for him. The town of Conception Bay South hosted the ambassador, and it was a great event at Manuel's River Interpretation Center. You want to talk a little bit about that experience?
To say the least, it was absolutely nuts.
Because it's just,
because like there's no way to overestimate how awesome it was to actually see the ambassador of Ireland was interested in a project like this. I remember Mr. Shepherd was like, haha, making a presentation for the ambassador of Ireland. And me and Caitlin are like,
no pressure.
Like the double take. And it was just like, because then to see him there, I was actually like, oh, that's like a real man. That's like, I have to present in front of a real man. But then he was absolutely fantastic. Like he was very chill and he was very kind, very knowledgeable as well. And it was like I said, just nuts, because now we have this connection of somebody who's not only very helpful and like it's an ambassador of a place to represent Ireland and Canada. He's helped us connect with the other ambassador, a Canadian ambassador to Ireland.
Nancy Smith.
And it's the connections we've made with him are phenomenal.
And his name is Caitlin.
Eamon McKee.
How did you find that event and how did you find Ambassador McKee?
I found it amazing. It was very impressive to see that the ambassador was interested in something that we started. Like, I don't know, it was like very, it was just amazing because it was almost like it didn't make sense. It was like, how is an ambassador of Ireland interested in something that I did? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I did, Caitlin?
Well, we did. We did. I did not.
Well, we're not having any fun, are we?
No. No fun.
Wow.
Wow. So we've had a lot of fun. We actually had at that event, we had Cassie Stymus from Educational Passages come up from New Hampshire.
Love Cassie.
And she was part of that event. She met the ambassador and it was really a fun time. And I can't say enough about the town of CBS who really supported us and Manuel's River. So it was all around a great event. So with the podcast, what our hopes are is to keep everybody up to date on our project because we're going to be working on this. We've been working on it and we're going to continue to work on it right up into the trip to Ireland next year, connecting with people in Ireland. While we're over there, we're hoping that we'll record a little bit of audio maybe to keep people updated as well. It's a great trip. It's a great experience, particularly talking about ocean sciences, ocean currents, and mini boat program. Which it was kind of like wild to launch a boat on the Grand Banks, which the Maersk shipping company.
Supply company.
Shipping supply company.
Know your stuff, Mr. Shepherd. You gotta know what you're
which
talking
I always,
about.
I always preach to you.
Yes, you do.
And they were wonderful. They launched the boat off the Grand Banks. And in short, 3 months later, it ended up in Ireland. And it was just amazing. The connections we've made, the people we've met, and the science we've learned.
Yes. And the 3 months, I keep forgetting it was 3 months because it felt like 4 years because we planned on launching it in like July or something. And we actually launched it in September of 2019.
No, we launched
November 18.
In November 2018. 18. Obviously, Steph, you have to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, it was like, because I think it was supposed to launch in September and then it didn't get launched until November.
Much
and
earlier.
They're like, yeah, we just found out there's a storm. And then we're like, yeah, whatever. This wasn't meant to be. And then.
And we're going to talk more about this. I mean, the podcast, we're actually hoping to have a podcast done with Cassie Stymus at Educational Passages that we can also use in our podcast to explain the project. But what are some other ideas that we were talking about?
The Adventures of the Ravencaster, keeping y'all updated.
But we were also thinking about historical and cultural connections we have with Ireland. Who are we going to thinking about talking to about that? We were thinking about inviting.
Oh yes,
on our podcast.
We have How a plan. We have a plan to invite Ambassador McKee to talk with us on like the whole subject, because, you know, again, he's been like a great help and he's a great dude.
Yeah. And we'll link his podcast, or the Embassy of Ireland's podcast that he did with Sally at the embassy after he did his trip to Newfoundland. You know, he visited several places around Newfoundland and talked about the historical part of it. He's a professor of history and economics.
He does have, I think, maybe a doctorate.
Yeah. That's
in
what a yeah.
history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of creeped him a little bit before I met him, because I was like, what do I talk about with this guy? He's so important and I'm just Stephanie Evans from CBS.
And he made you feel like?
Not an idiot.
That's important.
Yes.
But he also made you feel comfortable, and he was
100%.
Really good.
Yeah.
His wife, Mary was very nice. She's a lovely person. And the whole embassy staff, I think Sally. And there was John?
I'm not sure, because he came really late. We didn't get to talk to him.
Yeah, unfortunately. But he's a really super nice guy, too. So we really had enjoyed our time with the embassy staff. And we're hoping to get ideas for our podcast, like to talk a little bit maybe about the science and maybe talk about what you two are up to. And because you're going to university in September. And what you're doing. So we'll put that in as a little teaser, because we'll talk about that more in another episode. So I think that's good enough for this episode. You have anything last words to say? Well, that sounds ominous, doesn't it?
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like, don't do drugs. Like, yeah. What do you want me to say here?
I just want to say, we're concluding the episode now. So anything that we didn't talk about that you'd like to mention real quickly? Obviously not. So just say goodbye.
It shall be fun.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you for listening to the Ravencaster podcast. If you are enjoying this program, please consider subscribing to the podcast in Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or from wherever you download your podcast. If you would like to support our project, please get in contact with us. Our email address is ravencaster@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.